Hi guys, it's Simple J Assistant here with another episode for you guys. I have missed you guys over the last couple of weeks so much. I have been busy. I am so sorry. That's my fault. I just want to apologize for that I have not been giving you guys content. But I have a feeling you guys still love me, so I can get away with it just a little bit. But I promise I will not wait this long to push out content for you guys, because we're family and family always communicate, and we always constantly in talks and thoughts. So, as I always tell you guys, if you're a first-time listener, thank you for streaming my little Engine That Could podcast. I really appreciate your support. If you are a returning listener, you guys are my family, so I love and love and love each and every one of you so much. Sending you a virtual hug just to say, hang in there, stay positive, things are looking up, things are getting better. Things are going to be fine. Okay, so as usual, it's Tuesday, so it's Up on Game Tuesdays today. This is where I drop some gems, just a few things I think you guys should like open your mind to, just your thoughts to just be more receptive of, and of course, things that you should look out for moving forward. So here's how we're going to start Up on Game Tuesdays. Ladies, you're dating. You meet a guy, whether it's on the internet, in person, maybe at a supermarket, at the bar, wherever, it doesn't matter. You guys are dating. At no point during the dating process should you be giving out any form of financial information. What I mean by that, no banking, not your bank information, where you bank, your routing number, your check number, your account number, your debit card number, your credit card number. You should not be exchanging any of those. Let's be clear. We're in an age where people are a little bit more up on stuff, and there's a lot of, how do I put it delicately, scammers afoot, and you cannot tell who has good intentions and who has bad intentions. If you're dating and somebody asks you for your account information immediately or within a few months of dating, that's a red flag. Get rid of this. It is not going anywhere. This person has an agenda. Do not do that. Do not give out your banking information. Your banking information is for you. If you have a joint account with, say, your family member, your best friend, whatever, those are the only people who should have access to your banking information, and the bank, of course, because they oversee everything. Do not, and I say this with a lot of love, do not give out your banking information to anyone at all unless you're conducting business and you need to give them your banking information in order to have a transaction go through. If you are doing a relationship, casual ship, any kind of ship, whatever it is, it could be a boat, a yacht, whatever, do not give out your banking information, because that is for you and you alone. Just like your social security number or your credit card number, any personal number that's given to you is for you. And you only. Protect your identity, to protect your financial well-being, protect yourselves. I know sometimes they might sound great when they're telling you, oh, I just want to see if I could just let you hold something for a little bit. No. We're in a day and age where people, if you don't have a bank account, people have different means of saving their money. So they can do that by themselves. Do not go putting on your cape trying to save someone by trying to hold on to their money. They can do that themselves. They are grown. They're adults. Do not do it. Please protect yourself. Do not give out any personal information when it comes onto your finances when you're dating. Even when you do get married, it's also a good reason. You can co-mingle like an account for you guys to pay bills, but keep a separate account to save for the long term. It's always important to separate finances. Always. Just remember that. Next on Up on Game Tuesdays. Here's what I've been noticing. You guys always seem to want to go to these self-help gurus. You know, these people who they feed you these lies that they can help you better yourself or better your financial situation or better your personal relationships. And so they feed you this dream, because that's what it is. They're dream sellers, and they're all dream sellers who are selling a big idea or a big thought in order to push their agenda. And at the end of the day, they sell books and they do tours and they do these big sold out arenas and they feed you this wonderful logic according to them. But you got to understand, they're also individuals, and we as individuals are also flawed. So why do I bring this up? There's been a guy, Derrick Jackson. So he was one of these self-help gurus who are telling women they should want better for themselves and not date this type of man, and this type of man is not good for you and you should heighten your standards. But it turns out this guy really was full of hot air. He himself was flawed to the point where he was committing adultery. He was being not truthful to his partner, who he vowed to be honest with when he got married. And a lot of people didn't even know this guy was married. That's a whole separate life and a whole separate little zip code that he kept tucked under a neat little compartment that a lot of people didn't know about. This is why I keep telling you folks, when I tell you to live your life and live by your own rules, you got to understand that other folks can't live your life for you. Your life is designed for you. Your destiny is designed for you. How you move, interact is on you. You cannot expect somebody else who doesn't know you, doesn't know your blueprint, doesn't know your footprint, doesn't understand you, to tell you how to function, be, and exist in this world. These self-help gurus literally have found a way, in my estimation, this is my opinion, to finesse people into believing them. And then when you peel those layers back, it's not an artichoke that has a heart in the middle that they really care about you. It's really onions, because when you peel back the layers of onions, there's nothing there. It's empty. There's nothing left. These people really are in it for what they can get, and ultimately what they can get is financial gain. They spew these so-called logic or these so-called thoughts or these so-called ideas thinking that people are going to latch on, and some of them, and I do mean some, in the purest of forms, in the tiniest form. When I mean some, I mean maybe a 1 or 2%. Really do care. I really do want to help folks. But it's that 99% that you can never tell where they're coming from. You can never tell what their agenda is. So what they do, they come up with rules and rules of engagement and how you should interact with your partner and how you should be around your partner and how you should level up and get your expectations on this level and never settle, when they literally are not living by those mantras, not living by those ideals, not living by what they are selling you. They are selling you a dream, a pipe dream at that, which is going nowhere. And they are living out their own dream or their own ideals or their own morals. Folks, at the end of the day, no one can tell you how to be you. So at the end of the day, when you're engaging or you're dating, whether it's a relationship, casual ship, friends with benefits, a boat, a yacht, whatever the type of situation you're entering into, make your own set of rules between you and that person and make your own set of guidelines on how you're going to move, how you're going to interact, how you're going to be. Do not let someone from the outside tell you how to be you. You know you. Be your true, authentic self and stick to what you know. Stick to what works for you and stick to what is going to make you and bring about your happiness. Because these folks are really, really, really not there for the best of intentions. I want you guys to remember this. There are some good self-help gurus out there, but it's hard to sift through all the nonsense to find the sense. It's hard to sift through all the weeds to find some good flowers. So my advice to you is simply make your own rules. Do what works for you in your relationship or in your life, and govern your life that way. because you never know who these people really are on the outside looking in. They wear several hats. They wear different masks to hide who they truly are on the inside. Some of them, they walk around with a facade. So they give you this impression that they're one way when they really are just not. And they will never be. But they have given you that facade, that image, in order to push their agenda, in order to sell their products. And sometimes their products is them. And of course, in the end, for financial gain and for wealth. So you have to be very careful who you take advice from in terms of relationships and stuff like that. Now, in terms of financial information, there's a lot of people out there who will tell you they know about this, that, and that. But one I know for a fact who is tried and true and who I followed and has worked and knows finances is Susie Orman. You can listen to her on different platforms. She has books out that will help you with financial literacy. Now, that person I know for a fact knows her stuff, has good intentions, and actually is authentic and real. The rest I cannot vouch for. So I would say do your research, do your homework, and be careful who you trust in terms of believing the hype or believing their stories of really trying to help you moving forward. Lastly, on Up on Game Tuesdays, men. I know there's no handbook on how to really be a good brother or a good man or how to really navigate this world we're living in and still come out on the outside being a real one or a respectable one. But let me just give you a little few things that I find that very much is irritating to some women. Don't do this ghosting thing. If you're into someone, be authentic, be honest, be real. If your agenda is simply just to date, smash and run, keep it 100 from Jump Street. Don't play these games where you feel like you gotta string her along and tell her a whole bunch of lies and play with her emotions, and then the respect level will be lost. And at the end of the day, you don't know who you're playing with. You could be playing around with somebody who doesn't play these kind of games and might take out their revenge in all types of ways. You don't know who you're playing with. Always be real, always be authentic, always be upfront with someone when you are going into a situation. Next, men. Not all women want to date you for your money. Some of us really like working for ours. Some of us like the fact that we earn our own keep. Some of us just like you for who you are. We don't really care that you have money. We really don't. If you didn't have money, we'd still be there rocking with you, 10 toes deep, solid. So don't lump everyone up in the same category thinking every woman is there for the money. No. We actually like your personality. We like who you are. We like what you stand for. Understand that. And lastly, know that when a woman is dating you, she is very analytical. Yes, we're emotional creatures because we wear our emotions on our sleeve. But understand that we're also analytical. We watch things. So we watch the way you treat your mom. If you don't have a great relationship with your mom, it's going to be a problem. That's the most important woman in your life. So if you don't treat her good, I can only imagine how you're going to treat me. If you get so easily worked up about things and your anger is just uncontrollable, that's a problem. That's a trigger for a lot of people. And then I'm going to start thinking, if he gets this angry for small things, what happens when big things come around? How's he going to react then? It's not a big deal if you feel like you have an issue and you go and seek therapy. We need to normalize therapy. It's very important. Therapy helps. Therapy is very good for you to get whatever it is that is unburdening or just being a burden in your life and becoming a heavy weight. You need to go to therapy to get that weight lifted so you can feel light, so you can feel better, so your positivity can start seeping into your life and you will not be surrounded by so much negativity. It is not weak. It's not being a sucker. It's not being girly for you to go and seek therapy, go and seek help if you have an issue. We do not look at you any differently. As a matter of fact, we champion that. As a matter of fact, we call that brave. As a matter of fact, we really, really, really encourage it. Because you never know. That therapy can help you become a different person. Might help you mature. Might help you tap into whatever it is you're killing you on the inside. And make you radiate from the inside out. So, therapy is not a bad thing, man. It really is not. I need you to embrace it. So if there's something that's bothering you, embrace that. Go get some help. We won't look at you any differently. We really will appreciate you even more. To say you're having a vulnerable moment and you went and you handled it like a real man does when he's in a bind and he handles his business. We will appreciate you even more. We will look at you much more differently. We will see you for you. And that is very important. So moving forward, we're going to strive to normalize therapy. Normalizing getting help or counseling for whatever issues we are going through. That's very important. Because there are a lot of us who put this stigma on therapy that, oh, it's not for me, it's a bad thing. No. Therapy is a good thing. And I'm a big, strong advocate and a proponent for that. So if you need help, get the help. There are resources there. Get what is needed to get you back to your standing, to get you back to where you used to be, to get you back to who you are, your true, authentic self. Okay, guys, I hope this helped a few of you guys today. And I just want to remind you guys that we are practicing our positive mantra of being positive and feeding that positivity in our soul. Because as I always tell you guys, positivity in equals positivity out. And it's very important, especially during this time, that we get some positive energy flowing and growing and going around everyone in our lives. As I always tell you guys, be you and live by your own rules. Bye, guys.